Chapter 16. When Friday evening finally came around, I was very excited. I had somehow made it to the weekend without getting my bones broken by Daniel, and I was going to be fasting the next day, which meant I was one step closer to my Ferrari. I knew I had to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning to eat before sunrise. That's basically the middle of the night. At first, I couldn't even sleep because I was too excited about getting up when I normally wouldn't be allowed to. But the next thing I knew, Mariam was waking me up saying, "Get up, brat face," and poking me in the ribs with long fingers. And, for some weird reason, blowing on my face, complete with added bits of spit. Was Shaitan still whispering to her somehow and making her be mean? It took me a moment to remember why I wasn't supposed to be asleep. But then I jumped out of bed. Midnight feast! I whisked down the stairs, jumped onto my seat on the table in the kitchen. Then I jumped right back up to get my favourite cereal.
"How are you this perky this early in the morning?"
said something that sounded a bit like Dad. Mum and Dad looked different, like half zombies. They weren't speaking very much, and when they did, it was just one or two words and it was a bit slurred. Eggs, usually said as, "Would you like some eggs?" Hot, usually said as, "Be careful, it's hot." They were also moving a lot slower than normal. I imagined it was because the whole room was filled with thick zombie slime and they were wading through it in slow motion. Adults are funny. I can't understand why they have different levels of energy depending on how much sleep or coffee they've had. I'm basically the same all the time. I think Mariam's on her way to being an adult because she was at least a quarter zombie whilst we were eating Sahur. I had some cereal and was forced to have some egg and porridge too, with biscuit spread, obviously. And then we all went back to bed. When I woke up on Saturday morning, I had to remember not to eat breakfast and not to drink or eat anything. I was doing fine until about noon, when my tummy started to rumble a bit. I ignored it and tried to distract myself by building a Lego Triceratops. It worked because the tummy rumbling went away, and by the time Dad announced that we had to go into the peanut to go to the supermarket, I had forgotten all about hunger. That was until we actually reached the supermarket and I saw all the shelves stacked with pain au chocolat and waffles and crumpets. Even the things I don't normally eat, like quiche, sat on shelves looking more yummy than they ever did before. My tummy growled like H2O. My insides suddenly ached, and my legs pretended to be jelly sticks. On the drive back, I asked Dad if I could break my fast. He said that I could because I was just a kid, and at least I had tried. He said that there was a reason why Alice said that kids don't have to fast. Their bodies aren't like adult bodies. "But are you sure that Allah won't mind?" I asked. He said of course Allah wouldn't mind, and that Allah would just be happy that I had wanted to try it in the first place. "You can always try again next weekend if you like." That made me happy. I took a pan au chocolat out of the bag next to me and took a huge bite. Just for the record, I did try again next weekend and I kept a whole fast. I've been looking forward to my Ferrari Italia ever since.